Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Maaser Sheni Per Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis Mishnah Yud Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned Bischos of Shalom Zalman Vizugas or Moshe Yitvachal Yitzchal Tzayim. They should be given with a Sachat Slachan Siat Ishmael, good health, Parnas B'Shafa, and Cult of Sela. And Bischos Esther Bas Rachel, she should be Zechad to find Rezivik Hagun Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Yud Beis tells us Hamashal Kankanim Maaser Sheni. A person borrowed Kankanim, which is jugs or barrels, for his Maaser Sheni wine. What does it mean he borrowed them? He didn't borrow them from someone else. It just means that he has regular barrels or jugs in his house. They're not Maaser Sheni, and he decides to pour Maaser Sheni wine into them. Now, afal pi shegafan, even though he sealed them up, like Hana Meiser, the Meiser Sheni wasn't kaina these barrels or jugs. What does that mean? It wasn't kaina these barrels or jugs. It means that the container that this wine is in does not take on the din of Meiser Sheni. Now, let's say Zalfa Sechon Stam, he poured plain regular wine, it didn't yet have a din of Meiser Sheni, and he poured them into these containers. Actually, Gafan, if he decided and he determined that this wine inside is Meiser Sheni before he sealed up the barrel, like Hana Meiser, then the Meiser still hasn't acquired the barrel, meaning it hasn't turned this container, this barrel, this jug into Maaser Sheni. But Misha Gafan, if only after he sealed it up, then he decided, you know what, this wine is Maaser Sheni, so then Kana Maaser, the container itself, takes on a din of Maaser Sheni, which means that when he redeems it, he transfers its Kedusha, he has to include the cost of the container as well. Now we're going to have a similar halacha talking about Truma. Achle Gafan, if he hadn't yet sealed up the barrel, Oilais Be'echad Umea, so we could have Bittel 1 in 100. We've already learned in Masechas Trumas that if we have Truma, they got mixed up with Chulin, and there was one part Truma to 100 parts Chulin, so then we have Bittel over here. So if he had 100 barrels of Chulin wine in a room and one barrel of Truma wine and it wasn't sealed up yet and he doesn't know where this barrel of Truma wine is, we say that there's Bittel. However, Misha Gafan, if he had already sealed up that barrel of Truma wine, then Mekache Spachal Shehen, it's going to aser everything even with the slightest amount. Even if there's 1,000 barrels of Chulin wine and one barrel of Truma wine, since it's sealed up, we say that there's no Bittel and everything here has to be treated as if it's Truma. Another halacha about Truma, Achle Gafan, before he seals up the barrel, Tayra Me'achas Alakal, he could take off Truma from one onto everything. So let's say he has a room with 50 barrels of wine and he needs to take Truma off for them. So if it's not sealed up yet, he could just take one barrel of wine and say, this is Truma for all of them. But Misha Gafan, if he'd already sealed it up, so then Tayra Mikol Achas Va'achas, he has to take off Truma individually from each and every barrel because they're each considered their own individual entity. Moving on to Mishnah Yud Gimel, continuing to talk about this halacha, whether or not the barrel takes on a din of Maaser Sheni. So over here, the specific case we're talking about is a fellow in Yerushalayim with money of Maaser Sheni, and he's going to be buying wine. The wine is going to be taking on the din of Maaser Sheni, but what about the jug, or the barrel, or the pitcher, or the bottle that he's going to be bringing the wine home in? Does that also take on a din of Maaser Sheni? So Beishamai says, Mefateach Uma'ar Lagas. The only way it's possible to ensure that the container that the wine is in is not going to take on a din of Maaser Sheni is only if the store owner opens up the container that the wine is in. That's what this word Mefateach means, and Ma'ar Lagas means he has to pour them all into a very large vat. He has to completely empty out all these containers, bottles, pitchers, barrels, whatever they are, pour them into a large vat. And it's only through that that he's able to show that he's only selling the Maaser Sheni wine. He's not selling the pitcher itself. The pitcher or barrel or jug that the customer is taking it home in is just a way of transporting it, but he's not selling it with the Maaser Sheni wine. Beisil and Beisil argues, and they say Mefateach, he could open it up. He doesn't have to pour it into a larger pitcher, barrel, or vat, or something like that. As long as the store owner opened up the barrel or the jug, so he's clearly shown that he's only selling the wine and that he's not selling the jug along with it. So therefore, it's not going to take on a din of Maaser Sheni. However, the Mishnah says, when was it said? If it's normal to sell it in a sealed pitcher or barrel or bottle, which means if the usual case is that when the customer goes into the store to buy wine, he's going to get it in a sealed pitcher or barrel, so then opening up before it's sold shows that he's really only selling the wine and not the pitcher or barrel or bottle. But if anyway, the norm is that it's sold when it's open, so then lo yatsa kankan l'chulin, the jug itself that is being transported in doesn't become chulin, because it's very clear that when he's selling the wine, he's also selling the pitcher with it, and the pitcher or the barrel or the bottle or whatever it is takes on a din of Maaser Sheni as well. However, the Mishnah does provide us with a way out. If he wants to be machmar himself to sell it with a precise measurement, so then yatsa kankan l'chulin, the kankan, the container, does become chulin. Meaning if the store owner says, I'm selling you this precise amount of wine for this precise amount of money, so then it's obvious that he's not selling the pitcher along with it, and therefore the pitcher, the kankan, kankan is not going to take on a din of Maaser Sheni. So let's say, for example, a wine bottle holds 750 milliliters of wine, and this fellow's going into the store and he's buying wine with money of Maaser Sheni. If he just pays for the bottle of wine and he walks out of the store with it, the bottle itself also has a din of Maaser Sheni. The Mishnah just told us that the way to get around that is if the store owner says, I'm selling you 750 milliliters of wine for $20. So it's obvious he's selling only the wine and not the bottle, and the bottle is just a way of how to transport the wine back home, but the bottle itself doesn't take on a din of Maaser Sheni. Now, Shimon Eimer, he provides us with another solution. Even if a person tells his friend, I'm selling you this barrel of wine, except for the container itself, meaning I'm selling you the barrel of wine, but not the barrel. So then the barrel, the pitcher, the jug, the bottle becomes chulin because he very clearly stipulated, I'm only selling you the wine and not the barrel that it's in. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.